Alrighty, fine. So today we're going to discuss, I guess we'd call it maybe bathroom etiquette or hanhagos beis hakiseh. Because that's really what the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Gimel calls it, hanhagos beis hakiseh, right? So surprisingly, there's really actually a lot of Torah written on a lot of halacha with regards to going to the bathroom, meaning going into the bathroom and also using the restroom. The Shulchan Aruch has 17 se'ifim with regards to it, and it comes up in other places also, but just in Siman Gimel alone, it has 17 Se'ifim. So let's start from the beginning. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Se'if Aleph that an earlier Doros, so they used to, when they'd walk into the bathroom, they'd say, Hiskabdu Mechubadim. There was a certain, maybe the request to these Malachim, that they should wait patiently for us while we, you know, enter and go into the bathroom to take care of business. But we don't do this anymore, or most, I don't know people who do this, but let's just say most people don't do this anymore because, again, we're not so, we don't have, let's say, the spiritual antenna. We're not as sensitive, let's say, as these earlier generations once were. And we don't really understand or we don't really know that there are these malachim that kind of hang out around outside the bathroom. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph says that these malachim would accompany only these people who are muchzak for Yiras Shemayim, and the malachim alav and oson. But nowadays, again, so we're not really holding there. The Shari Tshuva does say that nevertheless, some people do say, again, I don't know who any of these people are, but some people are still knowing to address these malachim before they walk into the restroom. So it's funny, parenthetically, I saw this in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, but if we're not so spiritually sensitive, as we said, so what's Pshat with Shalom Aleichem? Aren't we addressing the malachim who accompany us home on Friday night? So what's going on? So the Ben Ish Chai is quoted there, saying that these malachim who accompany us on Friday night, they're there l'kavod Shabbos, they're not l'kavod Adam. Meaning they're not there for us, they're there for Shabbos, and therefore there's no stira. It's interesting to note, and I thought this is a pretty wild Marah Makom, but the Chassam Sofer apparently is quoted, again, in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, in Minhage Baal Chassam Sofer, that he was not nohig to say Shom Aleichem, because we don't find these malachim anymore. Okay, fine, so why is that so wild? Because in the Miluim, in the Minhage Chassam Sofer, they quote the Maram Shik, a Talmud of Chassam Sofer, who says that the Chassam Sofer himself was knowing to say Shalom Aleichem quietly, because he was obviously an Adam Chashuv, he was Adam Gadol, and he understood that there were Malachim who were Malavim all the time. So he would say Shalom Aleichem quietly, right? He was an Anav, he didn't want anyone else knowing that, but for, I guess, Hamon Am, for all of us, he says we shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem anymore. Okay, fine. So I thought that was like an interesting application of Malachim Bizman Azeh. Let's go weiter. If we actually jump to Siman Chaf Aleph Sif Gimel, so the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to go into the bathroom while wearing tzitzis. So what kind of tzitzis? What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sif Katan Yud Dalet says Dafka ba'arba kanfos hakatan shalosh shel kol hayom aval ilu taliso shel mitzvah shemiuchadim rak lispala behen in nachon shikanes behen lebeis hakiseh. So, excuse me, just to be clear, the Shulchan Aruch says you are allowed to go into a restroom while wearing tzitzis, but the Mishnah Berurah says that's only talis katan. Why is the talis katan permissible? Why is it okay to walk into a bathroom wearing your tzitzis? Because a tzitzis is not a beged that's specific or special for tefillah, but a talis gadol, which is a beged obviously for tefillah. So that would be problematic to wear while going to the bathroom. Right? The Prima Gadam says this Shulchan Aruch's halacha of going to the bathroom while wearing tzitzis. He says that's even true if you were, let's say, chassidish, like Isaac's, you know, his Alta Zeta, let's say, coming from Horna Stifle, probably wore their tzitzis over their shirt, right? So even if a Yid wears his tzitzis over his shirt, he would still be able to go into the bathroom because tzitzis, again, are not begadim miyuchadim l'tfila, but a talis gadol, and the Mishnah Berurah says a kittel on Yom HaKippurim also would be problematic to go into the bathroom with. And probably, I guess, also if a person wears a gartel specifically for davening, so then again, that would also be problematic. My father happens to wear a gartel on Shabbos, but he wears it all Shabbos long. It's his thing that he does for Shabbos. So I guess that's not a begad miyuchad l'tfila. It's more of a begad miyuchad l'Shabbos, and probably doesn't have the same halacha. It is interesting to point out, and this I feel like this entire, you know, this learning that we're doing is all about Torahi v'lilmod ani tzarich. So some stuff might sound a little bit interesting, but it's all halacha. The Mishnah Berurah does point out, though, that to actually urinate while wearing a talis would be permitted. Ach lahashtin behen mutter. Even though you're not supposed to go into the restroom while wearing a talis gadol, inachon shikanes behem lebeis hakiseh, but to go to the bathroom to urinate would be okay. So what does that mean? Rav Yashiv is quoted in the Dershim Mishnah Berurah, who points out that what the Mishnah Berurah basically is saying is that it's okay to urinate outside of an actual bathroom, meaning you're not supposed to go into a bathroom while wearing a talis gadol, but you're allowed to urinate while wearing a talis gadol. Memela, Rav Yosef points out that if you're reading this Mishnah Berurah carefully, it must mean that it's okay to urinate outside the bathroom while wearing a talis. However, the Kavachayim and others say that while it's mutter to do that, it's probably best to urinate in a bathroom and without a talis on. So, okay, fine. We will all try to do that. Let's go weiter. The Ramah, now this is back leaving Simin Chaf Aleph, which is in Hilchos Tzitzis. We're going back to Simin Gimel, which is all about Hanhagos Beis Akisei. So, if Beis, the Ramah tells us that Lo Yelchu Shnei Anoshim Biyachad, Gam Lo Yidabir Sham. So, you're not supposed to go to the bathroom in pairs. It's considered an immodest thing to do. Don't go in groups to the bathroom. And it's also usher to speak in the restroom as well. Again, there are multiple reasons quoted for that din of not speaking. Some say the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rebbe, says it's a din in Tznius. Others say it has to do with the Shedim. But okay, fine. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is quoted in the Dirshu, who says that if you're going into the bathroom, not to use the restroom, but for other reasons, I don't know, cut nails, negavasser, put on makeup, something like that, then Ikar Din, you would be allowed to speak. And again, we said you shouldn't really be going in groups. Rav Moshe points out, or before Rav Moshe, the Ramah also points out, the Yiskor Hadelas Ba'ado Mishum Tznius. Right? You should close the door for Tznius. So that's something that doesn't necessarily need to be said, but the Ramah points it out. And Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says that actually he insists that washrooms, restrooms, bathrooms, whatever we're going to call it, they should be built with dividers between urinals and, you know, to basically make it so that there's the greatest amount of sneeze and modesty and privacy that we can possibly have. Fine. With regards to speaking, the Mishnah Berurah points out, again, even though the Ramah told us, lo yedaber, do not speak in the restroom, the Mishnah Berurah does say, v'imhu litzorech gadol, if it is a great need, then it's going to be efshir de mutter ledaber kolzman she'inu nifna adayin. So then, presumably, you're going to be able to speak. So what would be a tzorech gadol? Let's say, I don't know, you ran out of toilet paper. Right, that's a tzorech gadol that we probably all can relate to at some point. So that would be a tzorech gadol where you're allowed to speak, but provided, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you haven't started actually using the restroom, right? You're not osik b'inyanim, we'll say. But once you're osik b'inyanim, so then you're not really supposed to talk at all. It is interesting to note that in Simin Pei Hei, which we'll talk about tomorrow night, Be'ezer Sashem Bli Neder, but at a certain point we will discuss more with regards to thinking and learning and learning in the bathroom, things like that. In Simin Pei Hei, which is all about learning Torah, Simin Pei Hei is Be'ez Mekomos Asar Likros Kriyashma, where certain places we're not allowed to say Kriyashma. So in Si'if Be'ez over there, Pei Hei, Si'if Be'ez, it talks about thinking and learning in a bathroom and in a washroom or a bathhouse, we'll call it, right? So there, he says you're not allowed to think and learning, but he says Devarim Shilchol Mutter La'amram Sham B'Lashon HaKodesh, which is interesting because it's almost like the Shulchan Aruch is disagreeing with the Ramah, because over here the Ramah said, here meaning in Simin Gimel, it says Lo Yidaber Sham, you shouldn't speak, but in Simin Pei Hei the Shulchan Aruch tells us Devarim Shilchol Mutter La'amram Sham, you're allowed to say, we'll call it like Sichas Kulin almost, you're allowed to talk in the bathroom. So an interesting thing. I think it's best to be Mamayit B'Dibor in the restroom, get in there and get out of there. But it's an interesting thing to note. I saw quoted B'Shem Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, Shas and Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak, very important and very good Shuvas, that he actually says, the way he understands that Shulchan Aruch, he says it must be in a case of Tzorech Gadol, meaning he holds the Ramah is the baseline halacha, lo yidaber sham, do not speak in the bathroom, unless there's a tzorech gadol, and that's what he's referring to. The sichas chulin is really some sort of tzorech gadol. Okay, fine. So I didn't see that tshuva inside, I just saw it quoted, but something to point out in terms of speaking in the restroom. So far, what did we just say? We get background, walking into the restroom, and those malachim that are there, or hang out outside. We spoke about bringing in, let's call it, religious items into the bathroom, and we just spoke about speaking. With regards to eating, the Be'er Hetev comments in Si'if, or Si'if Katan Beis, Lo Yidaber Sham, he says, V'kol she'kein shlo yochal. He says, you're for sure not allowed to eat, I think drink also. You're not supposed to eat or drink in the bathroom at all. It's an interesting thing that probably many of us have, many of us probably keep medicine in a cabinet or in a drawer in the bathroom. Rav Moshe Sternbach has a tshuva where he discusses, are you allowed to take medicine into the bathroom? Is it considered food or not? I spoke to one of my rabbis, Rabbi Michael Talbus, who's a massive Talmud Chacham, a Rebbe in YU and in Teaneck, where he said that he thinks most poskim assume that medicine is not considered food. And then the follow up question to that would be, okay, so once you don't consider it food, then it's going to be mutter. Would it be okay to take medicine in the bathroom? And he thought, since it's not considered food, it's going to be okay to take medicine in the bathroom. Although maybe it's a nice midas chasidus to take your medicine out of the bathroom, but maker, then he thinks it's probably okay. With regards to learning, which we said we'll discuss more about learning and thinking and learning in the bathroom, we'll just point out the Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema. The Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Perek Gimel Halacha Daled, says that you're not supposed to not just say Kriya Shema, but any, Dvarim Shebikdusha, don't say any words of Torah, anything like that. Asar la'omru b'beis ha'merchatz b'beis ha'kiseh v'afilu omru b'loshon chol, even if you say them in English, not in Hebrew. And he says, "La'amru bilvadela afila harer beliba b'divrei Torah v'isakisa v'isamirchat makom hatenufas v'hu hamakom sheishbot so miraglayim aser." So he says, you're not allowed to not just speak in Torah, whether it's Hebrew or English. You're not even allowed to think in learning. We're going to talk about that more, Be'ezrus Hashem, soon. So hold on to that. Bringing a sefer into the bathroom is an interesting discussion. Probably more likely for us is going to be one of two things. For us, probably a mincha ma'ariv that we have in our wallet. And for some of your classmates, I was asked by a girl in one of my classes. She has one of these rings. I forget the brand of ring or jewelry, I should say, the jewelry brand in Israel that puts psukim or Maamari Chazal. I guess you can get printed whatever you want on these rings or on these necklaces. So she asked me, is it okay if she wears that while she goes into the restroom? What should she do? Should she take it off? So. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem Gimel actually discusses bringing tefillin into the bathroom. And in Siman Mem Gimel, Se'if Vav, the Mechaber tells us the following. The Mechaber says, just opening up here, he says, let's say you're in a field, he says. He says, Hay levush betefillin v'chutzrech lebeis akisei balayla. You're wearing your tefillin, and you need to use the restroom at night. It's getting dark. And you don't want to go into the bathroom in the dark. Don't enter with them rolled up in your shirt. Even if it's just to urinate. Right? Don't have them, holding onto them rolled up in your shirt. Elakeit sadyasa, what should you do? Chotzan umanichin bekli. You should take them off, put them in a kli. Im hayebo tefach, o bekli sheino kilyon, afal pish in bo tefach, veoches hakli biyodo vinichnas. So the Shulchan Aruch basically says it's okay to put your tefillin in a bag in some sort of kli. However, in Siv Zion, where he talks about in Siv Zion, he qualifies. He says everything that we just said about putting them into a kli is only true. B'beis akise shebesadeh. For b'beis akise shebabayis lo yachnisim klal kevin sheyochal anichom b'mokom hamishtamer. The Mechaber tells us in Siv Zion that if you're in a house, you're not allowed to bring them into the bathroom. So that's with regards to the tefillin, and that's probably not so halach lamaisa for us. But what is more lamaisa is the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah there in Sivkatan Memhei says that for other svarim, right, he says his lashon is ushar svarim uksavim sheish behem shemos. You have other svarim that has Hashem's name in it. He quotes in the Magen Avraham imheim bekis shari lahachnisam. The Magen Avraham is quoted that it would be you're allowed to bring them into the bathroom if they have one covering. While the Elyar Rabbah says we're only makel if it's a double covering, a double bag, a tik besoch tik. Right, and so how does that shake out? So with regards to your mincha ma'ariv, if you have a mincha ma'ariv in your wallet, right? So if it's in your wallet and your wallet's in your pocket, so presumably that's going to be considered a tich betok, a tik besoch tik, and even according to Elyar Rabbah, that would be okay. With regards to the necklace, I asked this Rabbi Tabis also, many girls, apparently this is like a well-known thing, I don't wear necklaces, but apparently there's this idea that if you're wearing a necklace, Rabbi Robinson also actually from Makor told me that if a girl puts her necklace under her shirt, let's say, that would be sufficient to be somech on the Magen Avraham of the single covering, and that would be enough. A ring would presumably be problematic. However, Rabbi Talbis noted when we're talking about this, we're talking and learning a little bit, Rabbi Talbis thought that if a girl is just going to, let's say, to brush her teeth or to wash negelvasser or to put on makeup, something like that, so then there is room lahakel to go into the restroom, which we'll talk about in a second, but there's room lahakel to go into the bathroom without any sort of covering. It's only a problem if a person is using the restroom. So the distinction would be, again, this is a kula, he said, so it's best to take it off. But there is maybe room lahakel to say that if you're just going to, again, brush your teeth, negovas, or put on makeup, something like that, so it would be okay. Room lahakel. Now, why is there room lahakel? Because there's a whole discussion with regards to the nature of bathrooms bizman hazeh. Rav Avadji has a tshuva in Yechav Adalas Gimel Aleph, where he discusses washing for, negovas, or washing for hamotzi in a bathroom. He also has a much longer tshuva in Yabia Omer Chilek Ches Simin Aleph, the very first one there also. So Yechav Adalas Gimel Aleph and Yabia Omer Ches Aleph, where he discusses the nature of bathrooms bizman hazeh. Without getting into it so much, there's a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chavav, if I'm not mistaken, that discusses the Kisei de Parsoi. A Kisei de Parsoi is basically a bathroom. It was the hole, meaning they didn't really have bathrooms, obviously. But they had designated spots very often for where people would go to the bathroom. That's kind of the distinction that the Mishneh Berurah is getting into in Siman Mem Gimel, discussing bringing tefillin into the bathroom. Is it a Beis HaKisei Kavua? Is it Beis HaKisei Arai? Is it a place that was always designated for using the restroom? And the presumption would be that if it was a Kisei Kavua, if there was a set place to go to the bathroom, there'd be tsoa there, there'd be feces there. Beis HaKisei Arai, the presumption is that people are just urinating there. But the point is here that there's a special type of, we'll call it a bathroom or a spot to use the restroom or to relieve oneself, and that's a Kisei de Parsoi. We'll call it the Persian chair, the Persian bathroom, whatever you want to call it. The idea is that it was sloped, so when a person would relieve himself, so because it was on an incline, the tsoa would kind of roll away, and it wouldn't be there anymore, and it would take it, you know, beyond, let's say, dal ramos, away from the person. So there are many posting who discuss bizman hazeh, what's the nature of our bathrooms, because when a person uses the restroom, after a person relieves themselves, they can flush, and that takes away any sort of stuff that would be in the bathroom. And Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Ibn Ezer, where he discusses this. I saw it quoted by the Chazon Ish also. I didn't see Chazon Ish inside, but Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he discusses this in Ibn Ezer. Rav Avadji has this tshuva in two different places, and many others talk about this. And Rabbi Taubes said that he thinks most people assume that bizman hazeh, bathrooms that we have, don't have the status of bathrooms back then. And therefore, again, if it calls man that a person's not actually using the toilet, we'll say, but a person is going into the bathroom for other purposes, for other reasons, so then it would be okay, technically speaking, to have the ring on. Although Rabbi Taubes thought it's probably a good thing to do, to take it off, because really you're relying on kulos, and mikra, then maybe it's actually taka best to take off the ring. If it's a necklace to tuck it in, that would be okay. You could be someone, again, on that Magen Avram quoted by the Mishneh Berurah. Just to wrap up a little bit, a couple last nikudos with regards to removing clothing in the bathroom. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Gimel, again going back to Simen Gimel and Sif Beis, discusses how much one, to what extent should a person, let's say, get undressed when they're actually using the restroom. And he says that it's really proper to only remove one's clothing as needed in order to use the restroom. Although the Piskei Tshuvos, says that it's you don't need to compromise your comfort. He says nowadays things are very different. He says we have toilets to sit on, we have doors and stalls, and very often you even have separate rooms. And also our clothing is made differently, so you're able to maybe take off some but not all clothing, whereas back in the day it wasn't necessarily so. And therefore, he says, well, again, we shouldn't compromise tznius. You should still be tznuish, shvisi, yisham, and negdi samid. At the same time, you don't need to compromise your comfort. And he says, you got to do what you got to do. Fine. With regards to Baal Tishaksu, another point, right? Let's just quickly chazer up until where we're holding. We spoke about the background. We spoke about bringing in religious items into the bathroom. We spoke about speaking in the bathroom. We mentioned briefly eating and medicine in the bathroom. We touched on learning, although we're not going to get into that right now. But we're not supposed to learn or think in learning in the bathroom, bringing a safer or having one of these rings in the bathroom and taking off, but removing one's clothes in order to go to the bathroom. There is an idea that the Shulchan Aruch mentions all the way at the end of the Siman in Se'if Yud Zayin, that he says a person shouldn't delay. When a person has to use the restroom, he should go immediately, because if he delays, he's over on the Avera of Baal Tishaksu. There's an Isser to hold it in, and you should go when you have that urge to go. So what's considered needing to go? So some poskim say that if you're not able to be Masiach Das from using or from needing to go to the bathroom, so then it's a problem. But Kol Zman, you're able to function or think about other things. So it wouldn't be an Isser Bal Tishaksu. Later on, the Mishnah Berurah discusses this case as well, and he says there's going to be an Isser Amira Sivrei Torah, Krishma, and Brachos. You're not allowed to do any of those things when you have to use the bathroom, so when you have to go, you should go. Just maybe one or two last points with regards to washing hands, right? There's this idea because of these, like, I don't know, you call them evil spirits or negative forces, or I don't know what you want to call them, these malachim, shadim, whatever, that are found in the bathroom. So some poskim or many poskim require washing your hands, doing a little bit of a negavas or tesidayim, anytime you go into the restroom, regardless of why you went in. That's really Rav Avadja in that discussion. And Yechaveh Das discusses, are you allowed to wash for hamotzi in the bathroom? He says, well, or you let to wash negelvaster in the morning in the bathroom. He says, well, once you finish washing and you walk out of the bathroom, you have to go back in because you just went into the bathroom. Or at least he raises that as a potential issue. But again, this would, in theory, require, again, no matter why you're going in, even if you're going to get medicine, brushing your teeth, anything like that, you would, in theory, have to go and wash your hands again. And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Dine Netil Sadaim in Simen Dalid, Si'if Yud Ches. And the Mishnah Berurah there as well discusses this in Sifkatan Mem. Although there are many, many people, I think the Sfarim and the Dirshu quoted a different minhage or Sifre Minhagim that says that really this isn't really what we do. Our bathrooms are a lot cleaner, and because of that, we're not as concerned with these evil spirits, negative forces, or anything like that. So going in to grab a tissue, brush your teeth, etc., would not necessitate washing your hands. And then lastly, I think we'll wind down with wiping. There is a well-known idea that you're supposed to wipe after using the restroom, not with your, not with your right hand, but rather with your left hand, because the right hand is the more chashuv hand. It's the hand that we give preferential treatment towards with regards to doing mitzvos, and because it's a hand that usually performs the mitzvos, so you don't want to use it to wipe oneself. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva. I saw this quoted in Chilek Zion Simon Bays there in Tzitz Eliezer, where he says that nowadays we use toilet paper and there's no concern for this, and we don't have to have the preference of the left hand over the right hand. Meaning the assumption is, he says, it's going to be a you'll do a better job if you use your stronger hand, and because we have toilet paper, we're not using rocks or leaves or anything like that. Again, we're not concerned that you might get dirty or anything like that. And there are those who discuss, I saw this quoted in a bunch of the poskim, Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Ayin Vav, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and others talk about using, I mean, they don't use the words baby wipes, but if you can use a water-based thing, let's say wipe to clean yourself, so then it's going to be better because you want to be clean before you daven, and you want to be clean before leaving the restroom. So if you can be clean, you should be clean, and that's with regards to wiping. We didn't really get into, I know Inan had the question, and there have been, like, it's not just Inan, since I've been in Idaho, there are many kids who ask me this question. I don't really know the answer. So I guess some food for thought. We have bells that play in Idaho, and the bells play in the bathroom, but the bells are not just like a bell, but rather it's a song. And throughout the day, there's Jewish music playing during the bells. Very often, they're Maimari Chazal, they're Psukim, or at least parts of Psukim, in songs. And the question that I feel like everybody thinks about when these songs are playing is, how can you have these songs playing in the bathroom? Sarachin, I don't really know, although, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. Interesting food for thought. Maybe it relates to speaking in the bathroom. Maybe it relates to learning in the bathroom. Or it could be that the songs don't have chashivas in them, but some food for thought. So we'll hold it here.